With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal Reserve policymakers kept interest rates on hold for a second consecutive meeting, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned another hike is possible.
Inflation has moderated since the middle of last year, and readings over the summer were quite favorable. But a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal. The process of getting inflation sustainably down to 2% has a long way to go.
The central bank's latest statement noted that the economy expanded at a strong pace in the July-September quarter and that job gains remain strong. U.S. diplomatic efforts have secured the release from Gaza into Egypt of hundreds of foreign passport holders, some wounded Palestinians, and a number of Americans. President Biden says more aid must get into Gaza.
The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support for innocent people in Gaza who need help, and they do need help.
The Rafah border crossing to Egypt opened for the first time since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Delegates from 28 nations, including the U.S. and China, have agreed to work together to contain the potential catastrophic risks posed by galloping advances in artificial intelligence. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo says a key emphasis is to protect AI from exploitation.
It requires us to do everything we can to make sure that this technology does not get into the wrong hands.
The Bletchley Declaration by the first International AI Safety Summit focused only on cutting-edge frontier AI that some warn could pose a risk to humanity's existence. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is off to Rome for a two-day weekend gospel festival. Nearly 400 evangelical churches have come together to lay the groundwork for the event, which will be the first of its kind in the Eternal City. Graham says, quote, "Rome is filled with centuries of history, culture, and religion, but I'm not coming to talk about these things. I'm coming to share how we can all have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is giving abortion advocates a chance to revive their bid to block a new Arizona pro-life law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sent the case back to a lower court to consider a request for an injunction. The law makes it a felony punishable by up to 2 years behind bars for doctors to perform abortions if they know patients are seeking the procedure only because the unborn baby might have Down syndrome. This is SRN News. An 80-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce makes the cut as this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
It's always stiff competition for the honor, with Rockefeller Center's head gardener searching far and wide for the perfect Christmas tree. This year's is coming from Vestal, New York, in the Binghamton area. It will be cut down on November 9th, then trucked 190 miles to the city with a police escort, arriving November 11th. After it's wrapped in more than 50,000 lights and crowned with a star, the tree will be lighted during a live television broadcast on November 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. infant mortality rate rose 3% last year, which is the largest increase in two decades. It shows larger increases from maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.